Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You will be pleased to hear that American Right to Life is getting emails and phone calls from people around the country, some people who are just curious, some people who are saying, hey, what's that address? I want to send a donation. Other people who are saying, now could you explain your strategy to me and how does it apply in this situation or that situation? And some of these contacts are coming from people who are officials with state Right to Life groups and so on. So it's just very encouraging all that's happening. Now, there is a blog at prolifeblogs.com of someone who's upset about, well, they criticized American Right to Life on their strategy page for having only negative observations about what's wrong with National Right to Life without having any positive strategy ideas. And so it's so neat to see at prolifeblogs.com, the office manager for American Right to Life, a gal named Donna, she went ahead and replied and thanked this poster, this blogger, Nathan Sheets, saying that that criticism is valid, and the webmaster for American Right to Life has now put up the positive strategy, the threefold strategy of American Right to Life for how to stop abortion. So I want to get to that, but first, we got an email from a gal who listens to Bob Benyart Live from Nebraska, and she's blind, and she says she's been listening for a long time, and she has she loved the Romney fairy tale ad that she heard. This is Rose from North Platte, Nebraska. By the way, Bob Benyart Live, we air, of course, throughout the country and around the world on the internet at our website, kgov.com. But as far as a broadcast outlet for this program, that's on America's number one most powerful Christian radio station. It's AM 670 KLTT, and it's a 50,000-watt station. Now, in Colorado, in the Denver market, many of you have heard of KOA Radio, of course, where Mike Rosen's at. And KOA, Rush Limbaugh, that's the Limbaugh affiliate in Colorado. Well, KOA is a 50,000-watt station, but it's at 850 on the dial, which is a higher number, you know, for the public school teachers tuning in. It's a higher number on the number line. And the lower the frequency on the AM dial, the further the signal goes with the same wattage. So a 50,000-watt AM station so low on the dial as 670 AM really goes a long way. And you could see our map. There's a map of the coverage of KLTT. In fact, there's an industry standard website called radiolocator.com, radio-locator.com. And if you put in the call letters, you go there, you put in the call letters, KLTT, and click on coverage map, click on daytime coverage map, you'll see that this radio program, Bob Benyart Live, covers much of the state of Colorado, which is a huge state, and gets into seven neighboring states. You know, barely in some instances, but we have often received calls and letters, emails from people listening in Wyoming and Kansas and Nebraska especially. So this from North Platte, Nebraska, and Rose, her name is Rosemary. Rosemary says, I want to hear that Romney fairy tale ad again, and I can't seem to listen to it on the internet. So Bob, could you play that for me again? And we're going to do that. So I'd like to do that right now so we don't run out of time in this program. So let's see, where are we? Okay. Now we ready with the audio here? Okay, let's play. This is American Right to Life Action. It's a 527 group. If you'd like to see their ads running to expose the pro-life candidates who are not pro-life. They are lying. They're hypocrites. They reject personhood and the God-given right to life. And they use that scam to deceive Christians into sending them money and to campaigning for them and to voting for them. And, of course, then when they get into office, you have another cycle, 2-year, 4-year, 8-year cycle of continued virtually unabated child killing, because Christians tend to be gullible. They tend to believe people. When people say, I'm pro-life, they tend to believe them. Well, this ad is one of a number being produced by American Right to Life Action, and it's running statewide in Iowa on the Fox News Channel, and it has received a tremendous amount of national and local media coverage, attention, ABC News, Fox News, blogs, and so on, Hannity and Combs, World News Tonight. So now let's listen. It's a TV ad, but we could listen to the audio. Let's go.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Mitt who said a very bad thing.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Then he thought of campaigning in Utah and said, I am not pro-choice. But when he came back to liberal Massachusetts,
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Then in 2004, he magically became pro-life. But only 6 months later,
I am absolutely committed to my promise to maintain the status quo with regards to laws relating to abortion and choice.
The spell must have worn off. Now he's on the campaign trail again, and he's back to being pro-life.
I was pro-choice. I am pro-life. I changed my position. I never said I was pro-choice.
Now he's in Iowa selling us his abortion fairy tale.
Mitt Romney, willing to sacrifice children, lying for your vote. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
All right. Great job. Great job, American Right to Life Action. Just an absolutely excellent ad. And that's why it's gotten so much attention. The internet, YouTube, there are all kinds of criticisms of Mitt Romney and things that you could call ads and short videos. And they... some of them have gotten some traction, but this ad has gotten the most because it's professional and because it's not put out by another campaign. American Right to Life Action is an independent anti-abortion organization, pro-life group. And so, by the way, Steve Curtis was quoted by, was it Jake Tapper at ABC News, their senior political correspondent, saying that he hopes to triple the media buy they have. And that requires a lot of money. And we did get a matching offer yesterday from Birmingham, Alabama. So if there are people out there who would like to see this ad run, and there is a new ad in the works from American Right to Life Action, and it would run in South Carolina. And I tell you, it's so powerful. It would be the 1-2 punch to knock Mitt Romney out for good, because he would be devastated by the lack of votes from the pro-life community. And I've gotten to see part of this ad. These guys are brilliant. They're brilliant. They're talented. They got guts. And this would be the, remember in the 1960s, the A-bomb ad, the atomic bomb ad? And this would be the pro-life equivalent of the A-bomb ad. And it would be devastating. It would be a TKO, a 1-2 punch to put Romney in his place and expose him as a liar, willing to sacrifice children lying for your vote. And hopefully, after all the millions he has spent trying to position himself as a pro-lifer when he's lying, and the years he's invested, then American Right to Life Action, because of all the media coverage already, would have earned a place. American Right to Life Action would have earned a place at the national political leadership, so that pro-life candidates are going to have to be concerned about American Right to Life. And are they really pro-life? And have they authorized the killing of unborn children in their past? And if so, have they acknowledged it and repented, said that they were sorry and they would not do that again? Are they becoming truly pro-life, or are they just pro-aborts, rejecting the God-given right to life and wanting your money and your vote and influence and power? So what's the scoop? You can't get the straight scoop from National Right to Life because their general counsel, James Bopp, is an advisor on the campaign. He's advising Mitt Romney, special key advisor to Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney announced the support of National Right to Life's attorney, James Bopp. So you're not going to get the truth from them. But you will get the truth, Lord willing, it will continue, from American Right to Life Action. And so if they could put together this second spot, and you'll have to trust me for now. I can't tell you about the spot, but it is powerful. That should be able to solidify American Right to Life's position as a serious player, either endorsing or exposing pro-aborts and true pro-lifers. And, wow, do you realize the bang for the buck that could do for the pro-life movement? Do you realize what that can do? Mitt Romney spending millions. National Right to Life and their general counsel, they're behind these fraudulent pro-lifers like Fred Thompson, who rejects personhood, and Mitt Romney, who is a pro-abort. And if we could help, if we could be significantly identified with the effort to take down those guys, those frauds, then that could be part of the effort of providing new national leadership for the pro-life movement. And you want to talk about leveraging $30,000, $40,000, $50,000? So to pull this off, American Right to Life Action needs now, for the second round, about $30,000. And you could be a part of that. We have matching funds for $1,000. So if you'd like to give $500 or $1,000, maybe somebody could call American Right to Life Action, 1-888-888-ARTL. That's, what is that, 2785. 888-888-2785. Say, here's $1,000. I want to match that grant offer from Birmingham, Alabama. That's so vitally needed right now if you can do it. And also, you could go online to their website, artlaction.com, and you could donate. It's right at the top of the page, donate. You could donate online. But you know what they really need to make this happen? They need somebody, some successful heavy hitters, to say, here's $5,000, here's $10,000, here's $25,000. Take Romney out and put American Right to Life on the map. And you might be one of those. You might never have thought of yourself as one of those, but you might be one of those. I could tell you that my wife Cheryl and I, we are doing absolutely everything we could possibly do, personally, as a family, to give the pro-life movement in America a second chance, to return to its Christian foundation. And, hey, there is momentum and traction to that end, like there has not been in 30 years. And American Right to Life, that's the name in which to do it. Have you seen the logo at their website? Have you heard the battle anthem on the members tab? It's exciting. It's powerful. But we need your help. You might be that person who says, you know what? I never dreamed in my life I would do this, but I'm going to write a $5,000 check. And by the way, it's not tax deductible. Now, American Right to Life, they also have an education fund. That is tax deductible. So if you need a tax deduction, you could give to the American Right to Life Ed Fund, Education Fund, and you get a tax deduction. But if you want to help Steve Curtis and Brian Rohrbaugh take Mitt Romney down for being the liar and the child killer that he is, then they need funds that are not deductible. And you could do it. I believe you could do it. Those in this audience right now. Do we have a national audience with 400,000 people listening? No, we don't. But I think you can do it. You could dip into some account, some savings, some advance, some way of getting $5,000. Somebody else, $10,000. American Right to Life has already had three people step up to the plate with gifts of $10,000 or more. And many smaller donations are starting to come in. And so could you be one of the ones to make that happen? Please, if you can, please call them. 888-888 American Right to Life. That's ARTL. 1-888-888-2785. That's 888-888-ARTL. Or if you can't get through to them, you know, they have an office downtown. They don't have a big staff. We've had 6, 7, 8 people here today in our cabin, the BEL cabin, and we have a handful of people here. If you're friends of Bob and You're Alive, let us know if you're going to give a donation to American Right to Life Action, and we'll make sure they give you a call. All right, let's go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Joe, welcome to Bob and You're Alive.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Joe Scott.
Hi.
With Pro-Life Colorado. Welcome, Joe. What's up?
Well, I called because we had a baby saved this week.
A baby saved where? At the abortion mill, Planned Parenthood?
Yep, at the abortion mill.
So Planned Parenthood had scheduled to kill this little child, and so how was the baby saved?
I got the car. There were three of us, Leo, Man, Ty, Ken, and I, and we got the car to stop in the driveway, and I was able to talk to the girl. And there was a man in the car, older man, that was just crying his eyes out. And he got out of the car and told me to get in. And I was able to talk to her for quite a while.
Oh, my.
She said, I still want to go in and talk to Planned Parenthood. So, you know, I couldn't force her not to go in. So she went in, and Leo, Ken, and I prayed. And about 2 minutes later, the man went in after her, and less than 5 minutes she was out, and I got to talk to her when she came out. She said she was going to keep her baby. She was afraid because she might have to go to jail, and she didn't know what was going to happen in jail.
Oh,
so we
wow.
talked through that, and she's
a
doing
criminal.
Okay. Huh?
A criminal.
Well, yeah, she's pretty young. She's done something stupid.
Yeah,
but
maybe something. Maybe something criminal.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, obviously, she shouldn't kill her child. Her child doesn't deserve to be punished because she might be looking at punishment.
Right, and we talked about why punishment is necessary that you just, now your baby's in the way, you kill your baby. That's criminal also. We talked about that. It's evil.
Wow.
And that she would never, it would take her a lot longer to put her life right, you know. But if she starts making right decisions today and continues on.
Even if she goes to jail.
Yeah, so if she goes.
If you go to jail and you are committed to God to do the right thing, then even in jail you could still do the right thing.
Right.
And your life could turn around at any moment. If you're destroying yourself and others, you can ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sin, trust in Him, and God will turn your life around.
Right.
He's done it for me. Thank the Lord.
And me. And another young woman last week, when I was talking to her, she was forced at 15 to have an abortion. She's had 2 since, forced by her family, because she just doesn't feel worthy of anything good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I met with her, and we talked for a long time, and we did a Bible study, and she understands that she's valuable in the eyes of the Lord. And, you know, she accepted Jesus before I met her, but it went nowhere. You know what I mean? She didn't get any training.
Right. And no discipleship.
No discipleship at all. But she actually lives in Texas, and she was here on vacation and going to get a quick abortion and go back, you know, because family was angry. And I have friends in Texas that do sidewalk counseling, and I got her in touch with them, so she went right back to them, which is very cool.
Very cool. And, Joe, this gal who might be going to jail, and now she changed her mind, she's not killing her baby.
Right.
Did you give her any counsel or comfort about being in jail?
I said, so you go to jail. I've been there.
You've been there?
She said,
I've been there.
I said, I've been there. It's no big deal.
It is no big deal. That's true. I mean, in the past, think about what people go through. Think of, you know, people who are murdered, tortured. You know, former Prime Minister of Pakistan getting killed by a freak accident after she was under attack.
Right.
And Christians being persecuted through the centuries, including killed in the most, you know, terrible ways. And going to jail is like this major inconvenience.
That's about it.
Yeah,
time, like you say, it's time out for adults. And I said, I've been there, and I told her how many times, and she was shocked. And they said, for this? I said, yes, for this. And that kind of brought her more onto my side, that they would take somebody like me and put me in jail, you know?
Oh, right, exactly.
And I said, and, you know, you never know. It might happen again.
You know, Joe, I've spent 6 months in jail.
Right.
For standing up for Christian principles, peaceful, nonviolent, of course, but for trying to save the lives of the unborn, save women from becoming murderers, and, you know, basically standing up for Christian traditional family values. And, hey, it's a ministry opportunity in jail.
It is a ministry opportunity. And in jail, you're, like, my husband's been in jail, too, a lot. And he says, well, you meet a lot of people that are at the end of their rope there, and they're looking for answers.
That's
and
right.
You're there, so you can give them. And just your behavior, your countenance in jail is so different from everyone else.
So different. You know, one of the things, everyone in jail lied, and they all denied having done what they were convicted of. When I was in jail, I always admitted it. Yeah, I did all those things. I'm proud of it. I did it to serve the Lord and protect the innocent.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And, you know, in some ways, the inmates recognize the difference. Not all, but so many will honor you. Because of your stand for the Lord, and you have credibility. Talk about street creds. You don't got to wear a baseball cap backwards. You just are there for the Lord, and they're impressed. And so are the guards.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are. And the guards would come and ask me for advice. And the women would come, and if a girl was pregnant and thinking of getting an abortion, they'd make her talk to me.
Isn't that exciting?
They had no way out.
Yeah, that's the guards. And, I don't know how many times I'll get buzzed awake. Buzzed. They electronically open your cell door at 2 or 3 in the morning, and the guards will call me out, and they'll say, well, we're having a discussion about the Bible, and we can't find this verse about whether Abraham was circumcised before he was justified, and you know. And so, you know, you do a Bible study with the guards, and they're in need too, because they're in jail. Some of them have life sentences, and the guards become as filthy and criminally minded as the inmates.
Yeah, I heard what you said about that yesterday, and I used to say to some of the guards that would, you know, there were a couple that would just pick at me, and I'd say, you know what? I'm only here for a few months. You're here for life. You are the one with the life sentence. You need to be trying to pull your life together, you know?
Yeah, and the perversion among the guards.
Oh, yeah.
And even among really Christian guards.
Yeah.
It's just a devastating, ugly situation. But, Joe, thank you. Oh, and by the way, the people who get involved in pro-life work on the streets, generally there is virtually no risk of being arrested.
Right. That's why I wasn't going to say much about you. There is generally none.
Unless you want to push some limit because you think that there's an opportunity to save a life here.
Right.
And so you're told, you know, don't step across that line, and you do.
Yeah.
So if you do that, you realize, okay, our courts are evil. They'll protect the child killers, and they might throw me in jail. But generally, the right of free speech and to protest is so thoroughly ingrained in American jurisprudence that there is no real risk of getting arrested. It's like when you go to a football game. You know, you might get arrested. You might get in a fight with somebody. It's not likely. And the same thing is true. People go for decades to pro-life events and protests on the streets and do not have a single arrest.
Yeah, we had, how many? 5 protests on Christmas Day. And today, Bob, we found another subcontractor's name.
Very good. Joe, you're working with Will Duffy on Families Against Planned Parenthood to stop the construction of that newest, largest abortion facility in the country by Planned Parenthood. What is that? That's the United Airlines training facility being built to abort kids in?
Yes.
The weirdest thing in the world, they take out the permits in the name of United Airlines.
And United Airlines doesn't get upset. That's just...
Yeah, they just put out a terse comment. We sold that building last year.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Joe Scott, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, wait, Joe!
What?
One last thing. We've used up the whole show.
Oh, my goodness.
One last thing. Well, two things. AmericanRightsLife.org, if you've been to their website, you want to take another look at the strategy page.
Okay.
Because it now has all the positive aspect of the American Right to Life personhood strategy is up there on the website.
I will do that.
Okay, and then I wanted to ask you a question. Since you tend to be on the inside of a lot of the pro-life goings-on in Denver, have you seen any of the footage of this new American Right to Life Action commercial?
That's fabulous.
It's just
absolutely fabulous.
It's startling. You know, that fertile mind of Steve Curtis, who's the president of their 527.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are hard-hitting. They are good. And this could be the A-bomb of the pro-life movement. The A-bomb as in the 1960s political ad that is still talked about today. And it has the potential of taking Romney, a 1-2 punch. Romney is now out of the race. And that would put American Right to Life Action in the forefront of the pro-life groups that candidates have to pass muster with. Otherwise, they will be exposed as pro-aborts.
That is so powerful.
What a change that could make for the entire pro-life movement, and even, in, you know, through the back door way, even with Republican candidates.
In the lives of innocent baby girls and boys, too.
Yes.
You know, ultimately, that's where what's going to happen. These babies aren't going to be dying
yeah.
the way they are now.
So I'm hoping that there's a few people out there who will join the fund. Of course, a lot of people who give 50, 100, 200, of course, mm-hmm. they need that. But they need a few people to say, I'm giving 5,000, I'm giving 10,000, I'm giving 25,000, either and get a deduction to American Right to Life Education Fund or to American Right to Life Action, which is a political contribution. So according to the IRS, unfortunately, but you cannot take a deduction for that. But that's the only way to run these ads.
Right.
So if somebody really wants to be a player in this, wants to be a soldier, get in the fight, and this is a historic opportunity that may not come around again. What an opportunity.
It is. It is a first-time opportunity ever in the pro-life movement that I can remember. And Ken and I are praying like crazy that this is going to happen.
Wow.
Because we can change our whole nation, the whole complexion of the life issue in our nation right now.
There might be somebody out there who's thinking, you know, in my will, I'm leaving a certain amount of money to charity. It might be more effective right now to give that money now while you're alive and you could see it go to work to American Right to Life and American Right to Life Action.
And to
wait. And for those of you who are not thinking of a will, but you can find a way to get $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $25,000 to American Right to Life, please, before the end of the year, please, 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 if you can, make that happen. All right, Joe Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you to Ken and Joe Scott, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. It's a beautiful school at kgov.com.